Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, is the wealthiest person in the world. With a net worth of over $200 billion, he's both the world's first multi-centibillionaire and projected to become the world's first trillionaire in the next 10 years. Angela Rosas Chavez is the director of communications at Courage California. She explains how Bezos has accumulated and continues to accumulate his wealth at the expense of Amazon workers.
He has done nothing but profit off the pandemic. Our small businesses, our local businesses can't necessarily compete on the same level as Amazon. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Amazon isn't necessarily playing by the same rules.
Chavez says that now more than ever, when we're in the midst of the global COVID-19 pandemic, it's vital to consider the cost of Amazon's exploitation of their workers. In October, Amazon itself reported that nearly 20,000 Amazon warehouse workers had already contracted COVID-19. Workers at Amazon have repeatedly complained about lack of proper PPE, inability to properly social distance, and cover-ups of workplace injuries. Chavez says that we can expect to see these issues worsen over the busy holiday season.
Amazon is over here filling up their warehouses even more with more employees and not providing them the social distancing that's necessary to keep them safe. You know, working at an Amazon warehouse, there's a job, and a lot of people just want jobs. So they're willing to take these jobs just so they have a paycheck coming out. But also they're putting their health at risk because their employer isn't protecting them.
It's not just the workers who are being exploited. Chavez says that sellers on Amazon also receive unjust treatment, like theft of intellectual property by Amazon in order to put third-party merchants out of business. Additionally, Amazon warehouses have a history of being built in low-income communities. This leads to not only exploitation of workers in desperate need of a paycheck, but also exposes entire communities to increased air pollution from its warehouses. Courage California and the over 10,000 Californians who pledged to join in the hashtag Blackout Bezos boycott by refusing to shop at Amazon on Black Friday and Cyber Monday believe that with people power, they can make their demands heard. California is the fifth largest economy in the world. If hashtag Blackout Bezos continues to gain traction, it could make a real impact.
It's up to the people to really demand better for change to happen, because legislators aren't going to listen until the people demand more. Bezos isn't going to listen until the people stop shopping at Amazon.
Chavez acknowledges that during the pandemic, ordering from Amazon may be the safest way for some people to access basic necessities like food and household goods. But she and Courage California say local businesses can also provide retail services via mail and delivery. They have a goal of obtaining over 50,000 pledges to hashtag Blackout Bezos this holiday season. I'm Jalen Herdman for KPFA News.